Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for allowing me to come into your homes on this beautiful Thursday morning and share God's Word for just a few moments. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 1 through 15. And today's reading continues the Apostle Paul's encouragement to the Corinthians to give generously to the collection for the followers of Jesus in Jerusalem. He says that God will increase what the people have so that they can give even more. He says that their gifts will not only help others in their need, but also help others praise God. And so, again, God's saving word for us on this Thursday morning is spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. There is really no need for me to write you about the help being sent to God's people in Judea. I know that you are willing to help, and I have boasted of you to the people in Macedonia. The believers in Achaia, I said, have been ready to help since last year. Your eagerness has stirred up most of them, and now I'm sending these believers so that our boasting about you in this matter may not turn out to be empty words, but, just as I said, you will be ready with your help. However, if the people from Macedonia should come with me and find out that you are not ready, how ashamed we would be, not to speak of your shame, for feeling so sure of you. So, I thought it was necessary to urge these believers to go to you ahead of me and get ready in advance the gift that you promised to make. Then it will be ready when I arrive, and it will show that you give because you want to, not because you have to. Remember that the person who plants few seeds will have a small crop. The one who plants many seeds will have a large crop. You should each give then as you have decided, not with regret or out of a sense of duty, for God loves the one who gives gladly. And God is able to give you more than you need, so that you will always have all that you need for yourselves and more than enough for every good cause. As the scripture says, he gives generously to the needy, his kindness lasts forever. And God, who supplies seed to the sower and bread to eat, will also supply you with all the seed you need and will make it grow and produce a rich harvest from your generosity. He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times, so that many will thank God for your gifts which they receive from us. For this service you perform not only meets the needs of God's people, but also produces an outpouring of gratitude to God. And because of the proof which this service of yours brings, many will give glory to God for your loyalty to the gospel of Christ, which you profess, and for your generosity in sharing with them and everyone else. And so, with deep affection, they will pray for you because of the extraordinary grace God has shown you. Let us thank God for his priceless gift. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, where Paul writes, God is able to give you more than you need, so that you will always have all you need for yourselves and more than enough for every good cause. And again, beloved, this is an especially severe time in the life of the Church of Jesus Christ. Believers were being tortured. Their needs, I mean, they were going hungry. They were losing their jobs. They were losing their homes. They were being kicked out by their families, all because they accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so what a wonderful, wonderful blessing it was to see all the non-Jewish believers, the Gentile believers, jump in with both feet and give so generously that their brothers and sisters in Christ in Jerusalem would have all that they need to survive. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, your abundance surrounds me. Thank you for the many gifts you have given me. Help me to be generous with others that I might bring honor and praise to you, so that others may more deeply understand and experience your love. Amen. Well, beloved, that brings our time together to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be studying 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning at verse 1, where the Apostle Paul defends his ministry. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.